the only injuries to talk about is Mitch Morris. Mitch had has a concussion, so he'll go through the protocol. We'll just see how he does. It's great to have the alumni here today. I think we had a record number of guys come back, and that's what it's all about. We appreciate everything they did in the past for what we can do here in the future. So they definitely helped build this. Listen, there were a lot of good things that took place, and we still have a bunch of room to improve on this, but I thought we ran the ball well from an offensive standpoint. Came out the second half, and even with a couple turnovers, Alex got right back on it, hit D. Harris for a big, big touchdown there. We were kind of putting emphasis on being better in the second half, and I thought we moved the ball a little better offensively. Defensively, I thought we did a heck of a job of, putting pressure on the quarterback. Anytime you have five sacks, man, that's a big day. And our defensive line, I thought, had constant pressure on him and hit him, and then came away with the five sacks. I thought the coverage was nice and tight, with the exception of that last one down there at the end. And that was that's a questionable look right there, but we did a pretty good job. And then the block punt, I thought, also was big. We were able to kind of turn that around and work some points out of it. So, anyways, time jury.
Andy, with Alex, it's so uncharacteristic for him to throw an interception, then to have a second in a row. Do you have any sense of what happened on the second one after?
Yeah, they got us. I mean, the flat defender settled underneath the second one there, and he was, his primary is on the other side, so he came back and tried to sneak it in there, and they got us. I mean, sometimes that happens.
And on the first one, was he looking off at first and then just kind of mechanically went in?
I'm trying to think which one was first or second, but there was one that was inside, a bit inside. We had an out breaking right. He looks off on that and makes a throw, and 99% of the time he's going to hit that thing. So.
And out of him, that's not the sort of thing that has a lingering concern for you because it's so.
Yeah, not at all. No, and then he came back and he just nailed it. So I mean, I don't think much of it.
Andy, what happened on the field goal toward the end?
Yeah, we were just going to pooch it, and the center didn't get the call. So he directs it to the holder. It looked ridiculous, to say the least. But we'll get that fixed.
Was that something that gets called in the huddle, or how do you not get that? How does that happen?
Yeah, we called it the line. It's not a big deal. I mean, we have a code word. And our fullback was making the call. Sherm was, and so we just didn't get it communicated all the way. We got to do a better job of it. I mean, I'll take the responsibility for it. How's that?
How do you feel the guys did in terms of not being distracted by Denver, San Diego?
Yeah, they didn't care about it. They don't care. This group doesn't. They don't care about all that stuff. They want to play. Put somebody in front of them. They go play. And I don't even worry about this crew that way.
Yeah, I know it's a football coach. You always got to worry about the next play, the next day, the next game. I get that, but you've been doing this long enough to know that what you came back from ain't all that normal. So is there a part of you that at least now can appreciate 10 straight wins, what you've done?
So I don't want to get this. I don't want any confusion here, man. I love every one of these. I mean, our team loves everyone. You cherish every one of them. If you can win in the National Football League, man, that's a major accomplishment. I'm just talking about one game, let alone all of them. So there's some pretty good players on the other side. So I've enjoyed every one of them. We're not looking back, but we're going to enjoy this one until we get together either, Tuesday we're getting together Tuesday one way or another, whether we're playing Saturday or Sunday. So.
What's the significance of that 10-game winning streak going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on what happens with Denver. Maybe it's already happened. I don't know.
It's over.
Oh, it's over. Okay. Good.
You don't want that
was good. So, so I don't know what the scenario is there either. But anyways, it's good that we won the game. So.
Aren't you curious who won, Denver?
Well, I saw that they had scored, so I figured he would have jumped up and down if we won the whole.
We know your team is playoff worthy in record.
But beyond that, in terms of its character, its makeup, talk a little bit about that, about what makes them.
Yeah, I like this football team. I mean, they're pretty humble crew. I mean, they don't get caught up in accolades or wins and all that stuff. They just go play, and that's the way they practice. They practice just like they play. They go out and go 100 miles an hour, and they do it every day. So, you know, every team's got its own personality, but that's kind of this group, humble group that they work hard. They don't think anything's impossible. So you love that about them.
Nobody thought 1-5 and losing Jamal that this was impossible?
I don't think they did. I mean, nobody flinched. Everybody just stepped their game up a little bit more. And you're not going to replace Jamal, I mean, with another Jamal. I mean, there are not a lot of those guys around, so you're not going to do that. But I'm proud of the two guys that stepped in and did their job, and Nile when he was called on to do it. So, I think everybody on the football team picked it up a notch.
So you get Houston now and Houston, the Texans. I mean, any benefits to facing those guys? I know it was 3 months ago, but is there something?
No, I think they're probably a different team. We're probably a different team, and we go, you know, it might be the same people, but we're probably different teams, and we got to prepare ourselves like we always do, and we'll be fine. You know, make sure we go through the process, work on our fundamentals, techniques, and scheme, make sure we master that and go.
A couple Andy, more with, guys. Andy, with Mitch having already had a concussion, I know you're not going to play doctor, but, I mean, does it concern you about his ability to be available?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I don't know exactly how those things work, but I know we've got a good staff, and they'll take care of him and see where he's at. They have a bunch of tests that you got to go through to make sure you're all right to play, and he'll do that, the whole protocol deal. So,
Jeremy, he came back in, but then did he only come back in?
Yeah, he landed on his hip, so he'll probably be sore, but I think he'll be all right. So.
Demetrius Harris is someone you guys have been, you know, a project kind of guy. That play that he made, that's what you got the basketball player kind mm-hmm. of played to go make. What sort of progress has he made, and does that kind of validate some of the work he's done?
Yeah, I think, it's a compliment to his work ethic. I think the quarterback throwing it to him tells you the whole story. I mean, that was a big boy trust play right there. So he put it up to him, and he went up and got it.
Last one. There's obviously a lot of guys defensively that have stood up over this 10-game winning streak, but just how valuable has Ron Parker been to be able to slide into that nickel spot place?
Yeah, that's not easy. That's a whole different world in there. When you get inside, and I'm proud of him for the job that he's done. It's not easy. We saw him do it when he was our first year when against San Diego, again, it's not an easy thing to do. So he's done a good job. His flexibility is huge for us. He can play corner, he can play nickel, and he can play safety. That's a pretty good deal. Yeah.